Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bulky Brew Podcast. And, well, today's not going to be a very good day or a very good podcast for that matter. Unless you're living under a rock, you've heard the news already. Chelsea have parted ways with Frank Lampard. We've sacked him. He's gone. It's done. This long-term project that we were part of and with the youth players and everything like that, it's over. We've got rid of Lampard after 18 months. It's a tough one. It's a tough one to swallow. It's a tough pill to swallow. But we gotta move on. But out of pure respect for Frank, I'm gonna basically go over this podcast is gonna be based like for him. I wanted to come on here and do a review for Luton yesterday, which we won 3-1. Tammy hat-trick. Werner had a penalty saved. We move on to the next round, basically. But I wake up this morning and I look at TalkSport. Like, and that's all they're going on about. Lampard's going to be sacked by the end of the day. So I read into it. Players were told not to go to training this morning. And basically, it's just a matter of when he gets sacked, not if. And then I was listening to TalkSport when I was driving. And Fabrizio Romano came on there, basically saying it's done already. It's just a matter of when the club announced it, and then by the time I went in the shop and came out the shop, it was done. He's gone. Thomas Tuchel, I don't know how you pronounce his surname. He's the replacement. They want to get him in before Wolves, and Roman came out and he turned around and said that he turned around and said that, like, basically we weren't progressing under Frank. And I don't know. So I'm just going to go over some of the stats, basically. So, under Frank Lampard, we played 84 matches, won 44, drew 15, lost 25, which gives us a win percentage of 52.38. Our biggest win was 7-1 versus Grimsby last season. If you go by goal difference, It's also tied with Barnsley 6-0 this year. Our biggest defeat was our first league game under Frank Lampard, the 4-0 against Man United. We've had a couple where we've conceded 4 since. We've even conceded 5 against Liverpool. But the 5 against Liverpool was a 5-3. So our biggest gap in scoreline, 4-0 Man United last season, opening day. We've scored 163 goals, which is 1.94 goals per match. And we've conceded 109 goals, which is 1.3 goals conceded per match. So in 84 games, we've got a plus 54 goal difference. In terms of the league, out of 57 matches he's played in the league, he has got 95 points, which is 1.67 points per game. So I haven't looked at Tuchel's statistics, because I'll be quite honest, I'm more in shock of Lampard being sacked. I say shocked. I saw it coming weeks ago, but when it's actually announced and it's happened, it's like it hits you. It's like we all knew Fabregas was going to Monaco, and we still got upset when he left. We all knew Hazard was even to go to Madrid. We got upset when he left. But the fact that Lampard's actually been sacked, and it literally comes like a week and a half after the banner got hung up in the stadium, in Lampard We Trust. I'm gutted. I really, really, really am gutted. I don't even know what to say. I can't believe we've actually done it, more than anything. We've actually pulled the trigger on his career at Chelsea as a manager. I wanted him to succeed so badly. I wanted him to be the manager for ever. I genuinely didn't want to see him get sacked. But what happens now? Because what Lampard's done at the club is he's established a core of youth players. We got three consistent starters that came from Cobham. We got five in and around the squad. The five are Mount, Reece James, Callum Hudson-Odoi, Billy Gilmore, and Tammy Abraham. What happens to them now with Tuchel coming in? Does he come in and play Aspilicueta over Reece James? Does he play Kovacic and Jorginho over Mount and Gilmore? Does he play Werner or Giroud over Tammy? Does he play Ziyech over Hudson-Odoi, or Pulisic over Hudson-Odoi? The answer to all of those, I think, will be yes. Do I think it's justified? No. But then, I don't know what Tuchel's like as a manager. All I know is he did quite well at Dortmund, and he got sacked by PSG after getting them to the Champions League final last year. I'm going to give my Wolves preview now, because I haven't actually written any form of notes on it. It'll be Tuchel's first game, if he's done in time. If not, his first game will be next weekend. He's got to go Mendy in goal, because we saw against Luton that Kepa is just seriously not up to standard at all. Mendy in goal. I'm going to give two lineups what I want. So what I want is Reece right back, Zuma, Silva, and Chilwell. I want a pivot of Gilmore and Mount. Uh, Ziyech, right wing. Kai as a 10. And Hudson-Odoi on left wing. Now, I want to start Tammy because of the hat-trick. He deserves it. But I also want Werner to start. I'll always want Werner to start. And for that reason, I'm going to put Werner up front. That's what I would go with. However, what I think Tuchel will go with is Reece out for Aspi. Gilmore out. If Kante's fit, Kante will be in. If not, it'll be Kovacic or Jorginho in instead of Gilmore. Hudson-Odoi won't play. Pulisic will. And I think that's pretty much it. I do think Mount will still play. And if he doesn't, then it's robbery. But if I had it my way, Mount would be captain. And that's nothing against Aspi or Thiago Silva. Mount's the future of Chelsea Football Club. And at the end of the day, we need to start thinking about the future of this club. Silva, as good as he's been, is only here for a short term, whether it's this season only or this season and next season. That's all he's here for. Aspi isn't going to have much left in the tank. He gives his hardest every single week, and I love that about him, but he can't keep going forever. Eventually, the batteries run out. And, yeah, as I said, Mount in particular, has been sublime this season, as a whole, this season. Not just the last few games when Frank's job's been under threat. No, the entire season, he has been our player of the season so far. Hands down, and it's not even close. Zuma would have been up there, but he's been bumped out the last couple of weeks. And we've been shipping goals. So I'd have Mount as captain. But it all depends on whether he plays or not. This is where I hate being in the unknown, because what's his transfers going to be like? Is he going to sit there and get the likes of Emre Can? And I don't know, but basically subpar German players. Now, if we're going to go for elite players like, I don't know, Joshua Kimmich, or Kimmich, however you, I don't know how. I say Kimmich. If we're going to go for players like him, or, well, I want Declan Rice, personally, because I think it would be fitting perfectly. But chances are that ain't going to happen now, with Tuchel there, which means we're going to lose him to Man United, because Man United are going to be in for him. There's so many unknowns, and it's doing my head in. Are we going to go for a top class goalkeeper? Because one thing I do know about Tuchel is he got sacked by PSG because of differences in the transfer policy. Now, fair enough, he had the balls to go back at the owners over there. But how can you be unhappy with PSG's transfer policy? With the abundance of talent they've got and the abundance of riches they've got. They've got two of the most expensive signings in world football. I think the two most expensive signings in Mbappe and Neymar. One cost 200 odd mil, one cost 160 odd mil. Like, how can you... My point is, it's proven he is a good coach. Let's get that clear. It's proven because he did well at Dortmund and he did well at PSG to actually break the duct and get him beyond the last 16. He got him into the final. He fell at the final hurdle to an immense Bayern Munich team. Can't hold that against him because that Bayern Munich team was seriously untouchable last season. But if he's going to need time to coach these players, and again, I don't know, but if he is going to need time, what's the point? Because it won't happen. Apparently he's been given an 18-month contract. So it's a season and a half. And then if not, then it's just bye-bye. Goodbye. See you later. And then what? We move on to Allegri. And then move on to, I don't know, Simeone or whoever. Like, because this is it now. Let's be real here. This is it. This manager merry-go-round will never, ever end now. Under Roman. And this isn't me sitting here calling out Roman, because what he's done for Chelsea, it's because of him we still have a club. Let's be real here. It's because of him our club is still standing, and it's because of him we've had the success we've had over the last 15, 17 years. But if he's not going to give our greatest ever player, a player who was vital in Abramovich being a successful owner, if he's not going to give Lampard that time to actually give it a go, he isn't going to give anyone that time, regardless of who it is. Basically, you win trophies and you're gone. That's it now. The entire time Abramovich is owner, that's going to be it. It's never going to change now. And as I said at the start, it's just a tough pill to swallow. It really is. Because I don't think he's done that bad a job. I really don't. Just look at last season, right? FA Cup final. I'm writing this down as I go, by the way. FA Cup final. Top four. Last 16 of Champions League. And given our group, that was a tough ask. All while bringing in youth. Losing Hazard. And a transfer ban. So under the circumstances, he did brilliantly last season. We move forward to this season. Abundance of new players. No pre-season. Barely any training because of COVID. Hold on, barely training with the new players. and fixture pile up. So dealing with injuries. Now, I know every manager is going through all of them this season. But in doing so, he's got us into the last 16 again. Qualified first, top of the group, with one game spare. We lost on penalties in the cup against Spurs, and we're in the fifth round of the FA Cup as it stands. We're 5 points off top four. And one thing that gets overlooked, and it gets overlooked big time in this whole situation, regardless of the circumstances, it's only his third ever season as a manager. Ever. Like, I don't even, as I said, I don't even know what to say, where to begin on how gutted I am that this has happened. I'm devastated. I don't know. But I don't even know where I'll go with this. Do I put this as my Wolves preview? Because I doubt we'll hear from Tuchel. And if we do, it'll be brief and it won't be a proper press conference. So he won't be able to give us any form of information on lineup or anything like that. So I can't give a proper prediction for Wolves either. And I don't know. But that it's only going to be a short one. That's going to be it for me, ladies and gentlemen. If you did enjoy it, please give me a share around. That'd be absolutely brilliant. Follow me on Twitter at CookCO4. That's COOKEC04. And until next time, blue is the colour. And I will see you then. Good. Bye.